Ottawa. Advocates on both sides of the vaping debate say the government must do more to enforce penalties for selling vapes to kids after a review concluded no changes to the legislation were warranted. The Tobacco and Vaping Products Act aims to walk the narrow the line between giving people who smoke a safer alternative to combustible tobacco products and protecting youth and people who don't already smoke from taking up vaping. The Act, which came into force in 2018, legalized the sale of vapes, or e-cigarettes, with or without nicotine. They are now found in specialty vape shops, convenience stores, gas stations and online retailers across the country. Health Canada recently decided amendments to the law were not necessary after looking at feedback from provinces and territories, NGOs, members of the vaping industry and the public. Its reviews aid the government can use regulations to tailor industry rules instead, such as a proposed regulation to put limits on the sales of flavored products. But enforcement tools for rule breakers may be limited beyond issuing warnings, the review said. It recommended that Ottawa explore other options. Given the evidence of repeated infractions and the limitations of warning letters, the development of additional tools that could respond to repeated non-compliance with a progressive enforcement approach could be explored, Health Canada said in the report, which was tabled in Parliament in December. Online sales to minors have proven particularly difficult to police because the regulations around age verification may not be sufficiently responsive, the report said. A 2021 Health Canada review of vaping and tobacco activities had come to a similar conclusion, after finding that specialty vaping stores were particularly prone to rule-breaking. The Act already includes fines and penalties for offences, but they haven't been leveraged, said Cynthia Collard, the executive director of Physicians for a Smoke-Free Canada. They gave themselves the powers when they passed the law in 2018, Collard said in an interview. Now they're saying, well, we have to look at something else, without really detailing why they're reluctant to use the powers they have. Health Canada did not immediately respond to a request for comment, but its report shows the department inspected more than 3,000 specialty vape, gas and convenience stores in 2019, and seized more than 80,000 units of non-compliant vaping products. During the pandemic, Health Canada made inspections virtual and focused on the promotion of vaping and nicotine products. It issued warning letters to 53 of the 304 retailers it inspected because of illegal social media posts. The review made no mention of laying criminal charges under the Act, which come with hefty fines and even jail time for offenders. Maria Papioanoi, a spokesperson for Rights for Vapers, agreed that it would be helpful if Health Canada focused on enforcement, particularly when it comes to selling vapes to minors. We think that responsible vape shop owners do not sell to minors. We feel that responsible convenience store owners do not sell to minors, said Papioanoi, whose group advocates for people who have used vaping to quit smoking cigarettes. It is the black market. There's not much research on the long-term health effects of inhaling e-cigarettes and the potential consequences of secondhand exposure, the government has said, but Health Canada does tout vaping as a safer alternative to smoking combustible tobacco products. Papioanoi said she was heartened to see the department admit in the review that it hasn't done a good job encouraging people who smoke to switch to vaping. Data from the government's 2021 Tobacco and Nicotine Survey found that about 5% of Canadians over the age of 20 used vaping products, and the majority were people who smoke or used to smoke. Among those people, about half said they were vaping in an effort to quit or reduce how much they smoked. Youth vaping took off after the legalization of e-cigarettes but appeared to level off in 2021, with about 13% of teenagers aged 15 to 19 vaping at least once in the past 30 days, according to the survey. The December review is the first to evaluate the impact of the federal vaping legislation, though it did not address changes the bill also made to the regulation of tobacco products. Health Canada is aiming to review other aspects of the law in 2 years. The report was supposed to be tabled by last May according to timelines laid out in the legislation, Collard said. Physicians for a Smoke-Free Canada sought a federal court order in November to compel the government to deliver the review, but the government published it before the matter went ahead. Ottawa has not responded to the notice of motion. Collard said she doesn't want to spend resources pushing the issue in court, but she is interpreting the lax approach to the timeline as a reflection of the government's enforcement of the rules in general. They themselves are not taking the law seriously, she said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 6, 2023. Laura Osman, The Canadian Press.